I've been sitting here for 2 hours and I still don't know why.
The Bench Warmers.
Show me the money.
Great cash, homie.
Wood.
He's got a direct line to God. He can let the world's losers listen in.
Notch.
This guy is a machine. All he does is pick winners.
The best things in life are free. But you can give them to the birds and bees. I want money.
You're going to earn some if you listen to us.
That's what I want.
Here in the Bench Warmers. 1450-1033-KNSIRadio.com. NFL season. I wish I were in Reno right now. Someone's got to give me a plane ticket so I can get paid.
You're the only person alive that wants to go to Reno over Vegas.
The Bowling Hall of Fame is in Reno.
Oh, my Lord. First of all, we check in from last week. J.W. Cox finished at 2-1. Not bad. Not bad.
Not bad.
Notch.
2-1. Michigan, you know.
Yeah, Michigan wasn't good. Now, let me count up mine real quick. Oh, wait! 3-0, baby!
I love me some me.
That's right. Free money. I told you to put
all
your
right.
rent checks
all
on
right.
it.
But you're
free
the college,
money
you're the
everywhere.
College football guy. I'm the NFL guy. I had to pick all college games last week, so I'm only one game back of you. I'm not worried. I'm
all
not
right.
worried. We get NFL this week.
We're still doing three games. You have to pick one of each at least. J.W. Cox checks in from the road. He has Army in the points at SDSU, UCLA in the points at Nebraska, so he's picking the upset
okay.
there. And Texans to cover at the Dolphins. That's a 13-point line. That's a big one. So that's JW. We have him in. He'll be back in studio with us next week.
Okay.
Now, Hugh, the winner gets to go last. I mean, it's like
okay.
honors. It's like
that
golf.
It's gonna be,
yeah.
Oh, it's like Tour de France where the guy in the lead gets the yellow jacket.
I'll be back here with my yellow shirt.
We got to get you a yellow shirt. Okay, my college pick this week, Washington. 24-point dogs at LSU. They're preparing for the game by practicing with a live tiger on the field. So apparently they don't have to worry about the LSU real tiger mauling them during the game, which I think is an incredible. I'm a big guy in the little details, but that's a little ridiculous for me too. So I'm going to take LSU to cover the 24-point spread. Pro, this is stealing. Saints, 7.5-point favorites over Washington. I'm taking the Saints to cover. That's easy.
Great cash, homie.
And this one, the Jets are a mess. They're 3-point favorites at home against Buffalo. I'm taking the Bills plus the 3 and also Montreal plus 5. They're playing the BC Lions in Vancouver. Anthony Calvillo, the Latino Warren Moon, with 79,000 career passing yards.
Seriously.
You never give points
no one
to Anthony Calvillo in the CFL Ironclad
CFL.
Lock of the Week.
I'm never going to get that. I'm never going to get those 45 seconds of my life back. The listener, I apologize. That time was taken from you. I apologize. Now the leader steps up. The winner. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
I love me some meat.
Exactly. Write these down. Texas A&M over Florida is a pick 'em. Aggies roll at home. They have been waiting for this matchup for over a year to prove that they belong in the SEC. That place is going to be straight rocking at Kyle Field. Aggies roll in that one. Big roll. Florida State against Savannah State. Last week, I took Oklahoma State, laid the 67.5 points.
Which was the biggest spread in the history of college football.
Until this week. 69.5 points is the line right now. Florida State covers again. I'm picking against these losers again.
If you're wondering how much they're getting paid, $475,000.
Good for them.
That's and what Savannah State's getting from Florida State for going in there and just...
Yeah, go get your money.
Great like cash, homie.
It's like a 15-second wrestling match that you used to see back in the 80s. You know, the squash matches where the bad guy would just take the little scrawny guy and just...
The luchador?
Power slam him and pin him in like 15 seconds. That's what this game is.
69.5 points. Florida State covers against Savannah State. And in the NFL, Seattle covers easily. This is my lock. Against Arizona, 2.5 points against Arizona. Arizona is horrible. Horrible with a capital H. Seattle's got a great defense, decent running game. Marshawn Lynch may be questionable. They cover no matter what, even if it is Robert Turbin, the rookie running back.
That's why I think week one is the best week to gamble on the NFL, because some of these spreads like that spread, that's one of those spreads that they form because they don't really know that much about the teams. So if you have a little bit of insight, like about Russell Wilson, for example.
Don't wait for Vegas to catch up, because Vegas will catch up.
Yeah, this is the week that you can get ahead of Vegas.